So Acts chapter 22, and we'll read from verse 1. Perhaps you'll remember with me just before we begin this reading here that the Apostle Paul had been arrested by the Romans in Jerusalem, where he had been attacked by the Jews when he was in the temple. And this little account that we have, this sermon that we're going to hear from the Apostle Paul, takes place as he is being led away by the Romans. Indeed, he's being carried away by the Romans. And we're told that he asks if he might be able to address the crowd, and what a huge crowd it very probably was. And this is the defense, this is the message that the Apostle Paul gives from the steps and the stairs into the castle. So Acts chapter 22 and verse 1, the Apostle says, "Men, brethren, and fathers, hear ye my defense, which I make now unto you. And when they heard that he spoke in the Hebrew tongue to them, they kept the more silence. And he saith, I am verily a man which am a Jew, born in Tarsus, a city in Cilicia, yet brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, and taught according to the perfect manner of the law of the fathers, and was zealous toward God, as ye all are this day." So Paul was a Jew, although he was born in Tarsus, which is in modern-day Turkey, and yet he had had all his education or his schooling in Jerusalem, and he was very familiar with that city. And we know of him in the early chapters of Acts as Saul of Tarsus. "And I persecuted," verse 4, "this way unto the death, binding and delivering into prisons both men and women. As also the high priest doth bear me witness, and all the estate of the elders, from whom also I received letters unto the brethren, and went to Damascus to bring them which were there bound unto Jerusalem for to be punished. And it came to pass that as I made my journey, and was come nigh unto Damascus about noon, suddenly there shone from heaven a great light round about me. And I fell unto the ground, and heard a voice saying unto me, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And I answered, Who art thou, Lord? And he said unto me, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecutest. And they that were with me saw indeed the light, and were afraid, but they heard not the voice of him that spake to me. And I said, What shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said unto me, Arise and go into Damascus, and there it shall be told thee of all things that are appointed for thee to do. And when I could not see for the glory of that light, being led by the hand of them that were with me, I came into Damascus. And one Ananias, a devout man, according to the law, having a good report of all the Jews which dwelt there, came unto me and stood and said unto me, Brother Saul, receive thy sight. And the same hour I looked up upon him. And he said, The God of our fathers hath chosen thee, that thou shouldst know his will, and see that just one, and shouldst hear the voice of his mouth. For thou shalt be his witness unto all men of what thou hast seen and heard. Now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. And it came to pass that when I was come again to Jerusalem, even while I prayed in the temple, I was in a trance, and saw him saying unto me, Make haste, and get thee quickly out of Jerusalem, for they will not receive thy testimony concerning me. And I said, Lord, they know that I imprisoned and beat in every synagogue them that believed on thee. And when the blood of thy martyr Stephen was shed, I also was standing by and consenting unto his death, and kept the raiment of them that slew him. And he said unto me, Depart, for I will send thee far hence unto the Gentiles. Amen. May the Lord be pleased to bless to us this reading from his word. I've called this little account, this little address this morning, the sermon on the steps, because it was from the steps that went up into the castle beside the temple, that the Apostle Paul was able to speak these words. You'll remember with me that he had been beaten almost to the point of death. And then the Roman soldiers had come and recovered him, and the Jews that were trying to kill him had stopped off from doing that. So Paul was given an opportunity to speak from the steps. The Jews couldn't reach him anymore. The Roman soldiers were on the steps with him. And there it really was like a platform. It really was like he was standing up on a platform, getting ready to give a sermon. But the sermon that he gave was very interesting. And we have heard before this testimony that the Apostle Paul gave. It was a testimony of his conversion experience, how the Lord had met him on the road to Damascus and saved him from his sins, despite his purpose of endeavouring to destroy the church, which the Lord was now bringing him into as a member. And I think that that story, that account of the Apostle Paul's conversion, how Saul of Tarsus, as it were, became Paul the Apostle, it's a wonderful story of Christ preserving his people also. Because you'll remember with me, I trust, that Paul was going to Damascus in order to kill and to harm and to hurt and to take in chains those Christians that he found there back to Jerusalem, that they might be punished. Paul told us about that in this sermon once again. And so we can see that the Lord protected his people from this man that was coming to do them harm. And it is also a picture of the wonder of sovereign grace, because here was a man who was opposed to the Lord Jesus Christ, who was against the church, who was looking for opportunity to hurt the Lord's people. But Jesus Christ met him in the way, changed him around, turned him around, so that the one who was opposed to the message of the Lord Jesus Christ and the gospel now becomes a preacher of that message of Christ and the gospel. So in telling the people this story, Paul was saying to them, I was just like you. He is saying to them, you are trying to kill me because of the gospel. And I, previously, was just like that as well. I was trying to kill people because of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And then Jesus Christ came to me and saved me. And the first point I want to draw to your attention here this morning, or this afternoon, if that's your time, is this. You might think that being a Christian is just a little thing, a small thing, an easy matter. But there are people who have suffered and died for this gospel that we preach today. Stephen did. Paul almost did. The gospel isn't just a story. Although we read it in a book, although we read it in the Bible, although we perhaps are told this story at church and by our parents, it's not just a story. The gospel is important. It's a matter of life and death. In Acts chapter 22, verse 14, here the apostle said of this gospel, "The God of our fathers," that is the God who created this world, "the God of our fathers hath chosen you that you should know his will and see that just one, and shouldst hear the voice of his mouth, for thou shalt be his witness unto all men of what thou hast seen and heard." And that's the story of how the gospel works. The gospel works by men who have been chosen of God, bringing the message of the gospel generation to generation, age to age, country to country, city to city, town to town, bringing that message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, bringing the message of salvation by grace, that we might be able to see that just one. And this is the message which is the most important message in the world, the message of the salvation of our souls and the forgiveness of our sins. And so it is important that we hear this message. And the Apostle Paul was anxious and eager to preach this message, to give this story once again, the story of his conversion, to all those people who heard him that day. And the story that Paul told that day, it wasn't a complicated sermon. It wasn't something that was difficult to understand. It was very simple. He simply said, "This is what the Lord has done for me." Paul saw Christ's glory and he heard Christ's voice. And maybe you say to me today, "I would believe if I had an experience like Paul had on the Damascus Road." A man once told me that. He once said, "You know, I would love to believe like other people believe. I would love to believe this story about Jesus." He said, "But I can't." He said, "I would need to have an experience like Paul had on the Damascus Road. I would need to hear and I would need to see for myself." Well, Paul actually heard. And Paul actually saw. But Ananias tells us that he actually heard and actually saw because he was called to be an apostle. All the rest of us, we have to believe by faith. We don't actually hear a voice. We don't actually see the Lord Jesus Christ. But we hear his words in the gospel that's preached. We see him lifted up in the message of the cross. We see the work that he has done. We see the accomplishments that he has made. And by faith, we believe that these things that we hear of Christ in the gospel, these things that we see about Christ in this message, to be true. And to be meaningful and to be significant in our hearts and in our lives. We receive this message from the people who did actually see and hear the Lord Jesus Christ. When I preach from Acts chapter 22 or from the other passages of the New Testament scriptures, I am preaching what the apostles wrote, what the people who were with the Lord Jesus Christ actually wrote down and gave to us. And it's a beautiful thing just to have the testimony of the Apostle Paul. We see it several times in the book of Acts. And every time the Holy Spirit leads us to reflect upon Paul's conversion, is a blessing to us, for it reminds us that we are getting firsthand from the very lips of the man whom God chose to be our preacher, the things of this just one, the Lord Jesus Christ, and all that he has done. Here's another little point about this story, which is interesting, I think. This is perhaps the greatest congregation that Paul had ever preached to. And I guess I'm repeating myself, but all he did was to tell them what the Lord had done for him. He gave his testimony. And that's all any of us are able to do. It would be wrong for me to try and teach you things that I don't know about. And it's wrong for anyone to try and teach someone else of something that they themselves are ignorant. We have to be faithful to the things that we have seen and heard, to the things that we have discovered, to the things that have been revealed to us in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we are faithful when we relate and recount the testimony of Scripture and this apostolic message and this gospel of Jesus Christ. It is all that we can do. Paul had already preached for many, many years. He had already, by this time in which he made this sermon from the steps, he had written the epistle to the Romans, and he had written to the both epistles to the Corinthians. Paul was a very capable, a very able, a very profound and experienced preacher. But to those that were there that day, all he could do was to tell them what the Lord Jesus Christ had done for him. He called him to be a preacher. He called him to be a messenger of his, and to take that message to the Gentiles, to take that message not only to the Jews, but to the whole world. And this is what the Apostle Paul was faithful in doing. And as a final point here that I just want to make, because there's something lovely about the way that Paul returns to the testimony of Stephen. You know, it was over 20 years since the death of Stephen and Paul standing on these steps giving this message. Over 20 years. Many of the younger people who are listening to us today, they won't be 20 years old. And yet that length of time had transpired, but Paul still had Stephen in his mind and in his memory. No doubt the very location in which he now spoke reminded him of that beautiful man, Stephen. No doubt the temple itself where he had argued with Stephen. No doubt the very sand in the streets there in Jerusalem that had been the places where Stephen had been dragged and where Stephen had been stoned. And even perhaps the way in which Paul himself had almost been slain there outside the temple was reminiscent and reminded him of what he had been party to all those years before. Paul, in mentioning Stephen, was honouring his sacrifice, and he was honouring his martyrdom. And that attitude to the gospel that had brought about Stephen's death generally remained amongst the Jews. And here they were again, still trying to destroy the preachers of the Lord Jesus and silence this message of God's grace and the forgiveness by the blood of Jesus Christ. But the Lord Jesus Christ has a people in this world. And Paul was called to leave Jerusalem and to take the gospel to the Gentiles, to take it to men and women in different countries, of different tribes, of different nations. And that is what the Apostle Paul did. He carried that message into Turkey, into Europe, into Macedonia, and perhaps even beyond that. And he brought us the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He was told to depart, for I will send thee far hence unto the Gentiles. And how blessed we are today that the Lord Jesus Christ has sent preachers to us to bring us this message of the gospel of salvation. This message which so changed Paul and motivated him to go and to preach all the message of grace to all the people to whom he was sent. It is our privilege today to hear that message still being spoken. May God grant us grace to believe it. Amen.